From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 16th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are just mostly higher. We don't have a lot of pep in the market so far today, except in the wheat, which is showing some double-digit gains in the nearby issues. This market had an upside breakout yesterday, technically a plus in both corn and beans. It'll be interesting to see if we can hold those gains. Keep in mind that we've had 4 weeks of lower corn prices, so an up week this week would be a positive sign. We're seeing ethanol grind strong. That's been good. We've seen the NOPA crush that came out yesterday strong. Second largest ever for any month. So those things are, the demand side of this market is starting to perk up too, or at least talk about it. The U.S. and Iran supposedly will have a meeting again this week. We'll see if anything happens. The blockade has been expanded this week, and that is really keeping the crude market on edge. Right now, we see the May corn futures at 450 and a half. That's down 0.75 cents. July, 460 and a half, unchanged in new crop D's. 479 and a half. That's a penny and a half higher. May soybeans 1167 and a quarter is up a quarter. July at 1184 is up 0.75 cents. New crop November 1157 and a half up 3 cents. On the wheat market, the Kansas City wheat is definitely in command of this market, with dry weather continuing, particularly in the western part of Oklahoma, western Kansas, western Nebraska, and also down into the Texas Panhandle. That's the KC type of wheat area. We've got in Chicago, soft red winter wheat. May Chicago wheat at 605 and a half, up 11 3/4, and July at 612, up 10 1/2 cents. The meal futures are down about $3, bean oil futures up about 1 full cent. On the livestock side of things, we need to keep in mind that we have a cattle on feed report coming out Friday after the close. Numbers are expected to be down, all in the marketings and the placements down around 7%. Total numbers just a hair lower than a year ago. But those cattle yesterday had a big sell-off and didn't look like they wanted to come back, and then they did. So we've got the June live cattle at $249.92. That's down $1.17. We've got April feeder cattle, $374.37, up 87, and the August at $371.80, down 40 cents. On the hog side of things, April went off the board, so we've got the June hogs at 101.62. That's down 32 cents. This market acts just a little bit on the nervous side of things in the livestock. Crude oil futures up again today, up about $1.38 in the spot in nearby May. Notice that the gains are at a discount on the far deferred months. We've got gold futures higher, silver a little lower. We've got the dollar index up today, up about 1.5 cents, and we've got the June index then at 98.02. Watch these grains, watch the livestock. We need to see some momentum with the funds coming in buying to hold gains in the grain markets into the end of the week. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.